Fadek.
Erbek Fadetog. Okay. We are up to Daf Chav Dalan of Aleph. The Gemara begins Boyir Abavin, about seven lines from the top. Boyir Abavin, there's a question. We're discussing it. Trumas Hadeshen. There's two activities, Trumas Hadeshen and Tzor Hadeshen. We're now discussing Trumas Hadeshen. The Kama, how much ashes does he have to take? How much ashes? We never discussed the shear of the ashes. Do we learn with Truma? Because this is a Harama, Truma. Do we learn at other cases where it says the word Truma? Truma is Maisa Yafinla, we learn from Truma is Maisa. Or Truma is Midian Yafinla. Or we learn from Truma is Midian. Truma is Maisa, which would be, let's say, 50th, or 10%. Or Truma is Midian, which is 1/500th. A 500th. So it's either a tenth or 1/500th. Says Gemara, neither. Tashma ton labchi and nema kan says if a hadim and nema lahal says a hadim ma lahal, and just like over there we learn from mincha, just like over there it says how much do you take off from the mincha malay kaim, it's a fistful. Av kan bekaim tzei with a fistful. Now even though it's a bekaim tzei, it doesn't literally mean the fist. It's burning hot coal. There's no way he'll take his fist and take burning coal. It means that amount. Yeah. Oma rab. Says rab. Arba avodas, there are four activities in the Beis HaMikdash. All of them, azar is not permitted to do, except shechita. But there are four activities in the Beis HaMikdash that if azar did it, chayv alei misa. Not only is it an aveda, you're actually chayv misa. What are they? Zrika, spraying the blood, because that's the end of its activity. There's nothing else to be done with the blood afterwards. V'haktar, and roasting, that's the end of its activity. Nisach hamayim, and pouring the water, that's the end of its activity. V'nisach hayayin, and pouring the wine, that's the end of its activity. Nisach hayayin is a din in the carbon, and nisach hamayim is a din in the day, din in the sukkahs. So they're not considered like one aveda. That's his opinion. Levi adds, Ap Turmas Hadesha. Turmas Hadesha also is considered an Avoidah. The Machlek is if it's an Avoidah not. It's also an Avoidah. And if Azar does it, it's Chai Misa. Chain Tony Levi, Mastita Levi Lintna Braisa. That Ap Turmas Hadesha. Also Turmas Hadesha. Rashi, right in the middle of the page. Arba Avoidahs. Ava Bichikul Muzar Lane Zorin. Even though Zorin will do any Avoidah, Ben Chai Misa, Ela Barba Eilu. The only time you Chai Misa, and he's four Kinevash Wazel. Says Gemara, my time with Rav. Why does Rav say that Turmas Hadesha is not considered an avoda? You're not chayim misa. It says, but ato uvanecha itach. Says you and your children tishmeru, should they guard es kohunaschem? They should guard the kohune lechol dvar hamizbech for all matters in hamizbech. Then it says there on the base la pareiches, inside in the pareiches. Ba'avadatem avodas matana. I want you guys to do the avoid of matana. I'm giving you a present. I'm also saying matana means giving. So those are avoiders that you give, that you put things inside. And if Azar does it, the Chai Misa. When you Chai Misa, only by avoiders matana. What's avoiders matana? Any avoid you do that you put in. Zrika you put in. Nisachamayin you put in. Nisachayayin you put in. That's right. Nosh Nesina. Avoiders matana, anything you put in. But loy avoiders sila. But not if you're taking away. If you're taking away, you're not Chai Misa. That's criteria number one. Number two, it says in the pasuk, "Avadatem avodas matana." What does avadatem mean? We learn from the word avadatem, avodatama. Only if this is the end of that particular activity. There's an avoda, and avoda following that doesn't work. Therefore, trumas hadesh is what? Removing the ashes. So it's not from those avodas that have zora kar of yumas, because it's not avodas matana. It's avoda siluk, removing. Rashi, avoid matana. Atam nagi chosev dekrabah. Hazar kari mo. Avoid matana. Atam noisin alam. You place alam bayak vle. Avoid the silu shatu to misalig. You remove it. Sorry, alam bayak. You gain through misadashin. Avoid the tam. Avoid the shehi. Gain meres umitamem as a double completes it. Veloisha shachre. Avoid is not going shchita. Ve kabal veloch shachre azrika. Let's say shchita. Well, shchita came before. I'm not sure what else brings shchita. Kabbalah and hoylocha. She yes achre azrika.
Aren't they all hechsherim?
The four main avodas are shechita, kabbalah, halacha, and zikah. But halacha and kabbalah, you still take that blood. It's not finished yet. You still got to take it until you do zikah. So zikah is avodah tamah, avodah aschem. Avodah zikah, avodah zacharin, shebedam. It's the last avodah. V'chein aktora bekeimet. That's the last thing you do. Mincho bevodim bedodim. V'chein nizchah yain porn. Doar mecholoshon. V'chein amayim bechag. That's the end thing. How does Levi know to include trumas hadeshen? Rabbi Rachman, it says, and then it says, right before that, it says, L'chol dvar ha-mizbech, l'beis ha-bereich, l'chol dvar ha-mizbech means anything to do with the mizbech, including Trumas Hadeshen. Rabbi Rachman, l'chol dvar ha-mizbech, anything to do with the mizbech. Rashi Chodeh, l'rabbeis ha-voyda siluk, yim ha-voyda tam, it's a complete ha-voyda, again, Trumas Hadeshen. Freddy Gemara, v'rab, ahu la-asui, that l'chol dvar ha-mizbech, teach something else altogether. Teach you what? To include Sheva ha-zoyish ha-bifanim. that the seven hazoy that you do on the kapoyde on the pareches, that also those are included. L'chol dvar mech, any dvar mech, Rashi, shavad avivnim, shemazal ha-pareches, mepar, helam, dover, and par, Mashiach, from those two parts. V'shayem kipurim, u'me mitzayde, shemazim, meluk, shemen, behech, you do all that in the hechel, yasiv, v'izim la shemetz boy, it's like, I would have thought, lav dvar mezbechu, I would have thought, it's not dvar mezbech, you're not pouring, but you're on a pareches. So maybe, for Yisrael did it, he's not chay misa. That's what's a l'hochi, rabbi lichol, to anything pertains to mezbech, even though it's not directly on the mezbech. Ready, mother. Yes, avoid is also for a zor, but you know not chay misa. The only pasuk says chay misa. This pasuk right here. Vavadatem avoid is matana. So I would have thought only mizbech thing. Even though this is matana, it's not mizbech. K'mashon lechol dvar mizbech. Anything that pertains to mizbech, including this. Ready, mother. Levi who used lechol dvar mizbech teach you at rumas deshen. And how does he know there's nafle mitvar? It could have said just dvar mizbech. What's lechol dvar? Chol teach you two things. To teach you through Mesadeshin, and to teach you things that are not again with Bech, Moshel Pereiches. Rav, Dover, the Chol Dover, Vah, Loi Dorish. Him, the Chol doesn't add anything to it. Rashi, Levi, Nafglu, Kulum, Neba, Dvah, he loves everything with Dvah, the Chol Dvah, the Chol Dvah, the Chol Dvah, the Chol Dvah, you say the whole thing's extra. Benigma, Menei, through Mesadeshin, and Mesadeshin, and Meribui, the Chol, from the extra word, the Chol Dvah, that's where he learns out of Pereiches. So you want to write, let me ask a question. Ema, why don't we say lechol dvar hamizbech, which is written first, is a klal, and then avodim aton is a prat. And what's the rule when you have a klal that precedes a prat? Ein bechlal ela mashav a prat. In other words, you don't learn anything extra from it. Klal a prat, ein bechlal mashav a prat. So lechayde faket avodim matoni in avodim silik. Let's limit it. Akash and Levi. Let's limit it. What? Only avodim aton, but not to trumas adeshin. Says Gemara on my cross. Says in between the klal and the prat, a few extra words. Mebeis aparayches. It says lemebeis leparayches. Those extra words. It breaks off the klal from the prat. It separates the two. Then it says vavadatem. So this is how we dashen. Lebeis leparayches, which is the inside the kodesh and the kodesh kedoshim, where you spread on the parayches. And lebeis leparayches, who the avodas matana, the avodas silus halevilins. Only over there do we say that avodas matana yezor is chayiv in the spraying on the parayches, but not avodas silus. Ha bechutz, but outside I feel avodas silus. But outside, even avodas silus lemoshul. Through Mesadeshin says Levi, you are chayv, Zor is chayv. Rashi, the base of Pareches comes to divide the pasuk. If zik bein klola leprat, separates the klal and prat. The base of Pareches who davoid matana. When do we say that avoid is matana is also only if it's the base of Pareches in the heichol and the kaidish and so on? Kigun hazor shebein abadim. You can put him example in the hazor bein abadim or Pareches sin as kaidish ala eish, placing the kaidish on a fire, or the kain's thing of mitzayde when you pour him Pareches. Of the loy avoid the silik, you're going to hurt saws, calf. Where do you find silik in the Kodesh Gajudashim? On Yom Kippur, removing the spoon of macht and the frying pan, Shakoyim Godel, machnisham, that the Koyim Godel brings in the lictatus, and Kippurim, umaniach ben abadni, puts it between the badni, and barakah, choizimatir, takes it out again. That over there, we say he throws out oichai misa if he does it. Freddy Gemori, Yehochi, that's how you read the pasuk, that this whole is. Of avoidas maton is only limited to the base of Midrash. So why don't you say the other part? It says avoidas. You're taking the next two words, Avodas Matana, you're saying that only applies to the first half of the passing base of Pareches. But outside, even if you take things off your chayv. So why don't you also apply the word Vavadatem only inside? Avadatem means Avodatama, a complete job. But outside, Yisrael should be chayv misa if he just carries the blood, transports the blood, if he receives the blood. Nami. Why don't you say the word Avadatem also belongs to the base of Pareches, Avodatama? Only there do we need necessity to avoid a tamah, a complete avoid. V'loy avoid the shesh acharei avoid. Not avoid has another avoid afterwards. Ha b'chutz on the outside, afilu avoid the shesh acharei avoid. But on the outside, even avoid has avoid afterwards. Says Gemara va'avadatem. There's an extra vav. It says va'avadatem. What's the vav coming to teach you? It goes back to the first words where it says the klal chol dvar mizbech. The Torah mix it all together. She wants Vavadat to come to say that what? That when it says over here, the Prat of Avadatim, which Avoid the Tama applies, Saime Befrim and Saime Bechut. So the Avoid the Tama applies, whether even Bechut's only if it's a last job. So if you're transporting the blood, you're not Chai Misa. But that's the Avoid the Tama word. But another word of Matana, Avoid the Matana, that applies only inside the base of Migdash, that the Zor is Chai if he puts things on. take things off, you're potter. But outside in the on the mizbech, tumas adeshen, you chayiv. Rashi. Carrying a spoon and machten and frying pan, there's other activities afterwards. What about avoida sili bechel? We discussed kodesh kedoshim ben abadim. We discussed that when do we say that you're according to Levi? That only avoida of putting in and not taking out isn't the kodesh, but outside, even removing like tumas adeshen, azar is chayiv. What about the hechel? It's in between the kodesh kedoshim and the outside. It's in the building, but it's in the front room. Do we treat it like the outside and inside? What avoida is it? Cleaning the menada, let's say, taking out the junk from the menada, all that kind of stuff. Lechem aponim and taking out. Taking what?
Yeah. Doesn't it mean he makes the
tapuach,
he piles it up in a pile?
The haram is he takes one shovelful, puts it on the side of his on the floor. And Rashi told us before that a nest happened and it got absorbed in the ground. And the other Shem Agi, because in the Ten Nisim it talks about, doesn't talk about that at all, as a nest that it gets absorbed. It talks about
there was a tile he lifted in the wasn't there one tile where they opened it up?
But that wasn't Terumas Adeshen, that was when it got too many ashes.
Yeah,
that wasn't the Terumas Adeshen, that wasn't the ashes they took off. Boy, Robert, what is the question? Avoid the sili behechel. What about the hechel, the sili mau? Do we say lifni midamin? We compare it to the kodesh kadoshim, and therefore over there also only avoid us matona yisroel's chay misa, not avoid the sili. Luchutz midamin le. Or we compare it to the outside and yisroel's chay misa. In Poshit Lodge, we draw the way around. Yisroel's not allowed to be inside the base of Mikdash. So you would think if anything he does is chay misa, but outside he's allowed to be. And we're learning that pufakert. Inside, some things is chayim misa, some things is not. Outside, chayim misa and everything. Yeah, I'm just saying, so it's a modern zach. He saw a lot of beaver.
This way, he won't even get inside.
Could be, maybe you don't have to do these extra yisurim. How the Pasha then resolved it, mebayis. Ulim bayis. It could have said mibayis. It says ulim bayis lebreiches. So what do you mean ulim bayis? What's it say by? It says mibayis. So it says ulim bayis hapreiches. Ulim bayis comes to add. Rashi avoda sili behechol v'avoda tamas. A complete avoda. The marshal dishon mizbeach haprimi cleansing the inner mizbeach v'hamenoida cleansing the menoida lever. Could leave mouth. Mibayis lapreiches. Habla mir. Could have said uchsiv instead. It says ulim bayis lebreiches. Last of the hechol bayis kodesh rashim. So zor shesided es shulchan. If a zor was misadded the shulchan, lechayiv should be chayiv. Back to the gemara. El miyata. If so, if a zor, you're telling me that what? That it has a din like the Kodesh Kedoshim. Same thing, right? That it says, Ulu Mebeis. It comes to say that it's included whether you, that only avoid the Matan is Chayiv. And also avoid the Tama. Zor Shesida is a Shulchan Lechayiv. If a Zor organizes a Shulchan, it should be Chayiv Misa, because it's avoid the Matan, it should be Chayiv. So my answer is not, remember the other condition, it has to be the last avoid. By Shulchan, it's not enough to put the bread on the Lechem Aponi, you got to put the Bezichin on. You can see the bezichin. Freddy Gemara, okay, see the bezichin chayiv. If Yisrael puts on the see the bezichin, be chayiv. You did avoid matan in the hechel. And the Gemara, there's still more. You can see, look, the next week he got to remove the bezichin, put him on his bech. The haktara. And haktara. So it's not a complete job. Rashi. El miyatel, avoid the matan in the chayiv hechel. Now that you told us that you chayiv in the hechel, avoid matan. Okay, you're not chayiv avoid the silik, but you chayiv definitely avoid the matan. Is a zor, the marbel, the mebeis, a zor that you include mebeis. Zor shesidus, I'm going back to the mother. Zor shesidus, I'm going to chayiv. The zor, it cleans him. Neder should be chayiv. And it's going to start the last activity. He can sin the psil, you got to put the wick in later. So therefore, you're not chayiv. Nu, not a psil, the chayiv. A zor puts in a psil, should be chayiv. And what he can sin the shaman. You got to put the oil in afterwards.
Zor going to be there in the
wick in the middle. He didn't have data. We don't get chayiv misa. We're talking about chayiv misa. Nos and shaman, chayiv. Okay, put the oil, should be chayiv. No, you can't lock it. It's lighting. Nu, he'd lick the chayiv. So whoever lights it, if you saw lights it, bechayv had locker laba voida here. Now this is a bigger pillar, big pillar. That had locker hamenoida is not an avoida. Freddie, what the lawyer? I'll talk about it in a minute. The lawyer is not so. But Tani, we learned when nostna b'nei Aaron hakoyin eishal mizbeach. It says by the Mizbeach, who puts the fire on the Mizbeach of Aaron. That means lighting. A fire is part of, is sacrosanct. How can it be the lighting of the Nakshin of Oida? The Orchu ate some alleged, and he places wood on the fire. Limit ala tzosa da lisa, that lighting the wood on the Mizbeach, like Taylor Coin, kosher, should be dafka with a coin who's kosher with clay shutters, and dafka he should be wearing his clothing, everything else. Answer the Gemara, what are you comparing it to? Hatzos al lisa avoida, lighting the Mizbeach is an avoida, but look, a lot of avoida. Peladika thing. So the Rambam Paschal is based on this. Had luck a kshay the bazaar that he throws a lot of light in the menorah. The Rambam Paschal is a lot of light in the menorah. The others, the David argues, the others from argue, they say, stop chatting about here. They say, had luck a lava avoided as so far as chayiv misa. But definitely it's no different than any other avoided based on the that even though you're not chayiv misa, it's a kohen's job. And in fact, you need to understand the Rambam Svara. What means that avoid? How can the main thing? So the literary answer is not telling you you should. It's telling you a story. While you're lighting, getting up, that light, blah 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 blah. But how can you say it's not avoid? So Rashi says here, in not so many words. We'll learn Rashi talking. But Rashi says here, the main mitzvah of lighting menorah is. And the Rebbe always kochs the kadesh teish halavas oyim alav. You just have to bring the fire to the wick, and let, as soon as it touches it. You walk away and let the fire catch itself. So most of the work is done by the fire, not by you. By the Mizbeach, you have to stand there until the fire is ready through and through into the wood. So that's an avoid. It's a big job. This is not an avoid. It's not a job because you just have to touch the fire. As soon as the fire comes in contact with a wick, you walk away and let it work its way, its own way. That's why it's not an avoid. In fact, the avoid is that the fire should go on its own. Simon Jacobson, when he was here, told a beautiful story that the Rebbe once said, Simon Jacobson told that he was a chayzer, and the Rebbe said a whole sikh on the Rashi, that Rashi in Baal Oizcha. So they had a whole bunch of questions. After Yehul Chazer, they had a bunch of questions. He wrote to the Rebbe like a whole bunch of questions on the Rebbe's pshat in that Rashi. So the Rebbe wrote back, I just told you that Kadesha Tehe shall have a Zoyla Malea, and you're asking me for help?
You go figure it out.
Go figure it out. Kadesha Tehe shall have a Zoyla, you got to work it out your own. That's what it's all about. Anyway, Rashi. Zorosh Siddha Lechem Lechai Michaimisa Bamaya. I mean, what did we say before? Dalad Avedis will learn before Avedis. Ika Siddha Bezichin, because you have to organize the bread by Seikh Siva. Mazar Lamarech Levoin, the Zaka Lava, it's not completely avoided. Ika Siddha Gwak Torah, a dying lady, but that's a complete arch. Shabbos Abba the following Shabbos, she's Hakena, you remove it, the Yakira Bezichin, you roast the Bezichin. She see them in the bake in the morning, and Miss Halk is a native. She'll solve the remove the glass, the thing, the holder, Miramanada, the Kaner to clean it, a fod on Yafid will move all the ashes. Then the Choyzin, the Choyzin, I used to put the candle holders back in. But they avoid the Tamba, that's a complete avoid. So we answer no, you still need to do afterwards. Oh, what about the lighting? No, Miss Bech is different. Hatsosa Alisa, Hatsosa Kiss. The small twigs. If you need to light the fire, one of the pyres over there. Looks like it's about to burn out. All the wood burned through. And Klishadash, he lays beat the Kuna Abba. He has to wear the foreclothes, him coin hedgeru, him coin God, Lushmain all H. I never can hakoi hanim. The Chomok, you know, when Aaron hakoin, whenever it says the additional word hakoin, it means that he has to be wearing the clothes, because that's what makes him a coin. The Kuna Masha, baby, the Kuna, if a coin is not wearing his clothes, he's considered like a Zor. In fact, some of the Shane learned over here is talking about that when we say over here, I'd lock a Chay the Bazaar, not Chay the Bazaar, we're talking about a coin, out of uniform is a Zor, not talking about Chal Yisrael at all. After you organize the pyre, you have to then put the two twigs to start the bonfire. No, see the negizim lechayim. It's the last work. You can see the body. You have to put the limbs on it. That's all part of the same avoid. It's all part of the organization. Interesting that putting a volume should be like a din in the fire in Mizbech rather than the continuation of the carbon. I have no time right now. It's a beautiful Chaim Brisker on this whole thing about the Lokak Shade Resort. They're explaining the Machik Dalam and the Raivid. The main mitzvah is the lighting, the main mitzvah is the fire should be burning. And the Sikh Rebbe well explained the difference between Shabbos Licht and Chanukah Licht. If a zor was misadded two pieces of wood, this that Rav Asi said in the name of Yechon, if a zor organizes, if a Yisrael organizes two pieces of wood, is chayiv. It's chayiv mitzvah. It's as if it's the last job. But how can we look at this? This is the machlekes. Masava, one of them holds that avoided tami, it's the last avoided that ends the job. Aye, the limbs is not a din, and the fire, the limbs are din, the carbon tami. So his job is over. No, the limbs is a job in the fire. Rashi. Avoiders shezor chay v'leyeh. What are the avoiders that are Yisrael? If he does them, he's chayv misa. Zikas dam, pouring the, spraying the blood, bein lifnim, inside or outside. V'hamaze bechatas oif. Somebody sprays with chatas oif. Amematze squeezes out the chatas oif. It rings the neck out. V'hamaktir ba'elas oif, where he roasts it. Each one of these jobs is the end of activity. V'hamenase. So why don't we count them before? Because all of them are really the same. And if you pour shloisha lugin mayim, three lugin of water, shloisha lugin yain, three lugin of wine. Doesn't mention a word about Terumas Hadeshen. So Raya Terav. Tanya Kavasa the Levi, you learn like Levi. Avoida Shazor Chayiv Aleim. He said, what are the avoidas that Yisrael's Chayiv? Hameidim as Hadeshen. Clearly highlights what? Removing the ashes. Is that Raya? That's a Levi. The Sheva Hazoi, Shebefneen, the seven spraying inside, the Shebetzoy Mitzayev, Amalag Ab Mizbech, and some reason Mizbech. Bained of a kosher, bained of a puzzle. If you put on his bear, kosher puzzle. Okay, Rashi. Zikas dam and bear, because outside. Bain of Nim Hazor shall pray for Echid. Bain of Nim shall bain a bad thing you put in a keeper. Chatz is a leib, Xiv Hazor spraying. He's a man, Chatz, he's a bear on the wall. By other side, Xiv, Mitzi. By other side, you take the neck and you squeeze the blood out of it. They're all doing blood. Question is how? You spray it, you squeeze it. Umalak is Rashi, you trap it, you pull it, you cut the head off with the finger. If you heat him, you bring his bear. When Nimtsa Domak is bear, you squeeze out the blood and the wall is bear. A Makdisha Oil Kolo, completely burned. I'm not just looking to he, Pachashib and Chasim. This is the least of the three lugin is the smallest quantity of yidu of a nesach. The vias ahin, a quarter of a hin is 12 lugin. So this is a quarter is a three lugin. Like kevet, that goes to the sheep. Vilu trumas adeshin lektoni doesn't mention that's a right enough. Bein dov apostle behind psulin shem psulin bekay apostle dim olu leyarda. But nevertheless, even something is apostle, if you want to put his back, you don't remove it. Mishum hachi chashiv haktadis get haktadis. Kedam nashem boyin demach like back to the asking more question now. Let's get back to the original thing we learned about a lottery. Why is there a lottery? Says Gemara. Why? Because I don't know. We told you why. Because they were misbehaving. No, our question is this. Why do they do four times? Why do they once in the morning get together, make all the lotteries in one go, and that's it? Why four different times? I want to be you know why? The whole courtyard should get excited. It should be a lebedik four times a day. Shneimer says, "Ashiyachda namti excited." But the base of the kim inside there, base of Migdush, nahal baragav. We want noise. We don't like it quiet in the shul. You want to be lebedik, freilich, noisy, and do it four times a day because there's a lot of bustle, hustle and bustle. Yeah, it's excitement, excitement. Rashi, look at Rashi. Go through all the jobs in one go. What does it actually say here? Noisy. A shul has to be noisy. Walking a shul, not a sound in a shul, is not a value here. The halal is king barogish. Lahashmiya koil hamoin amrav kamapomim shu covered la melech. It's an amazing Rashi. It's a covered la melech. Unfortunately, you're right.
And still, we managed to make a
coil. That's noisy. Show some other places. Should cover the melch name. It says the basil.
Just can't help ourselves.
We don't even have a crowd. We've only got half.
It is. But basil came the halach beruggish. And that ruggish, you normally tight ruggish means emotion. Exactly what you say. Or excitement. Rashi says a lot more than excitement. Coil hamoinam. Exactly. It's a tumult, it's a lebedik. You walk in the shul and everything's quiet and sitting still, it's not the, in the wrong dress.
Maybe the rov telling everyone to keep quiet, it's all part of it.
It's all exactly.
It makes more noise than everyone.
His contribution to the trial, that's right.
Such how? What do the kohenim wear? Is it an avodah to have to put on the kohen clothes when they come to the piers? This is just a weekday clothes, and whoever zeichet then goes home and changes into their clothing. How's it work? says the Gemara, because most of them lose. So is this an avoid, and then most of them turn out to be that, you know, they go home and or whatever, or they don't do anything? Or it's not really an avoid, says the Gemara, Machlekes. But remember, Rav Nachman said, we take clothes, not an avoid yet. Now, Sheish will be the Kodesh. Even though maybe it's not avoid, but they still will be the Kodesh. What's going on here? Rav Nachman will be the Kodesh. You know why? Could he have a be the Kodesh, that all wearing be the Kodesh, ready to go, then Emo, we are worried, Ika Bale Zroyes, the Chamsiva of the, hear this? That let's say a coin wears, there's another coin who's a real bully, walk over the coin one and say, you better give me that job, otherwise. So the guy will give him the piece of whatever, and say, okay, you take over my place. And the guy just steps straight away in, and before he has a chance to go and tell the authorities, the other guy, you know, coin raised, started the work. We want the guy to get to go home, and then we don't believe the Chamsanim go home and change and come back. That he won't do, that's too much. That's why for Takana to stop bullying, that's what they did. Rav Sheish is on my big decay. You wore big decay. You know why? You're worried about bullies. I'm worried about something else. Because I'm worried that the guy will be so excited that he won, he'll run straight to the job without realizing that he's wearing big decay. So he doesn't realize he's wearing big decay. So there's such enthusiasm there. Because of his excitement, he will immediately go to do the job and he'll happen to be wearing big decay. Rashi, Whoever won the Goydel, this is what the next step was. He went to the Shamash. They took off their clothes. Only left his pants on. And then put him on the proper clothing. Doesn't that sound like what clothes was he wearing till now? Big Dechoyl. My love, but we're talking about the people who were zoiche for the pious. They went to the shamish. The shamish removed their clothing, left his pants on, and put him on other clothes. That why they wore big dechot till now. You have to not change. Is that what you're saying? Is that right of Nachman? Oh, we'll get to it in a second. Amar Rav Yehuda says Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Sheish is loy. Mishnah Subshad is talking about oisin shaloi zochelafais. All those who were not zochelafais, they took off their clothes of kodesh and they put on the clothes of chayil. Faket, sarai tirah, they were wearing the clothes of kodesh till now. The one who was zoiche doesn't know anything. He will go straight to his job. The ones who were not zoiche go and change back to be the chayil. How do I? I'll prove it to you. And Hachinam Mestav makes sense. I'll prove it to you. Could Isaac the Lagimit just say, if you're going to say, but Isaac is Zochel Fai, we're talking about the guy who was Zochel Fai and he was wearing big dechel. And now he goes to the Shamash to put on big dechelish. And he left the pants on as if what? He left the big dechel pants on, took off the other clothing, and then afterwards we're going to change the pants. But we know that pants is the first item of clothing that has to be put on you. Well, if we're talking about those who were zoiche to goydel, you took off all the clothes and you changed, in other words, you put on first the big day kodesh and the last thing you changed was the pants. We had not time to be learned before already. The very first item of clothing that a kohen head puts on himself is the pants. How do I know? The Tam Lema says, Pasi, Michas Ibad. It says, Michas Ibad, Yiyu Absori. Last time we had Yilbush Absori. It says, Michas Ibad should be on Psori.
It means they'll be already. Like, that's the first one.
No. Not from the word Yiyu. From the word Al Psori. There's nothing to be. If you put the shirt on first. Yeah, it's the first thing on your naked body. Al Psori. It's pants. So, Fakert, it's Davkit talking about people who are lost the great law training back. Fakert, and what do they wait till? Labi the Kadesh. Araya Terav. Says I'm not no, the wind be the chel. Aye, what about this thing? Only pan has a work. The idach, you miss the subshat. Hachi loy kasha. Now he has to defend himself. The rai that he brought now turned complete. In fact, before you have a problem understanding, what was he thinking in the first place? In fact, this is a kasha on him, and he has to defend it. He has to turn the pshat around. And how did he think he'll use as a raya? Says the gemara, this is how he limps pshat. He turns the pshat around. Hachi kotani. Not that the last thing he turned on the pants. While he still had big dechoil on him, he changed the pants first, put on big dechoil, and after he wore the big dechoil of the pants, then they took everything else off and put on the rest. You know, the shirt and the gartel and the hat. They put on the dechoil. The only thing they had on, so while he was wearing big dechoil, they changed the pants to big dechoil, and once he did that, they took the rest of the things off. Rashi, Shlozoch Lefayer, her Mashiti be the Kodesh to Vajra wearing, the Isaac Data by Shan Shazoch, Vav Shotas will be the Choyal, Ula Albisham be the Kodesh, Perman, Tony Lohoy, Menichalem, Choyal, or the last thing he left on him was weekday pants. Alma, what seems to me, Albisham, Isa be the Kodesh, Al Michnas a Choyal. He had Choyal pants and he put on me the Kodesh, and the last thing was me the pants of Choyal, Kodesh. Vaka Pesha Michnas a Choyal, Lesha Nevis a Kodesh. What time he learned? When they took them off. So what happened was, according to him exactly, they put the pants off underneath the shirt because it's sneeze. They took it off because the shirt, remember the shirt went all the way down to the floor. It was long enough. Okay, we'll stop here. See you tomorrow, Mitzvah.